began discussing the Gemara Daf Beis, Aveirah Chadneman Bisurin, that Rashi points out that the source is very simply all the parshios in the Torah that the Torah does not require formal edus of two individuals. The Torah tells us dinim amanos, dinim nefashos, davar shebe'eruva, that requires edus. What about shar kol haTorah kula? The Torah has a parsha hafrashos shumas and maisas. The Torah has a parsha shchita. The Torah obviously tells us that there's certain parts of the animal that are aser b'achil, that have to be removed. It would be surprising if all those cases require edim and the Torah is silent. So therefore, very simply, from maisim b'chol yom, the silence of the Torah, the fact that the Torah mentions a parsha of shchita, shchitas chulin, shchitas kodshim, and doesn't mention that there's any need to confirm al yedei edim, maybe that's the biggest indicator that these cases don't require edim. That's because these are isurim, and edachet is neman bisurim. When Tosus discusses the shita of Rashi, so Tosus raises the following objection that hafrashas chumas and isos, that's something that I fully control. That's something which is biyadi. When it comes, for example, to shchita, that's biyad hashochet. When it comes to cases of nikur, that also is considered to be biyadi. So therefore, how can that serve as a source of erech nem and bisurim? For example, in our case, that's not something that you control. In our case, we're talking about a single person who is testifying regarding the legitimacy of this particular get. That's not considered to be biyadi in any shape or form. This person who is coming forward and saying, b'fani nechta, b'fani nechtan, certainly those qualifications are not biyado. So how would one think that one could apply the principle of edel chadam b'yisurin to those? And therefore, Tosu says, it must be that there's a separate source of edel chadam b'yisurin independent of biyado. So as we mentioned, when you look at the Beis Halevi, Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Zayin, Sivkot and Gimel, Beis Halevi writes the following, that perhaps Rashi Shita simply is this, that there is, of course, a concept of biyado. But is biyado a new parsha of Nemanos? That I would argue the following. How can you say this is within the Hagdara, the confines of Erech Adam Bisurin? This is something that is wholly different. This is something which is biyado. Maybe one could argue in a very, very different way, that we begin step one with Erech HaNeman B'Yisurin. The difficulty that our Gemara is going to raise is that, what you mean? If something is Ischazek Yisurna, so how do we know that an Erech indeed would be Neman? Sometimes you have cases where there already is a Cheskas Yisur. For example, an animal that's walking around is Becheskas Yisur Omedes. You have grain. After Meruah, Kriyas Panayabayis, there's an Isru Tevel. All of a sudden you want to partake. There's a Cheskas Yisur. Is it really true that Erech HaNem B'Yisurin would extend even to those cases where there's indeed a Cheskas Yisur? You know what the answer is? That who says that's called a Cheskas Yisur? Who says indeed that that's true? After all, it's biyadi. It's biyadi. It's biyadi. I can go ahead and be mafresh. I can perform a Maisa Shrita. And therefore, that concept of a behema bechaya becheskas isra menes is not really a cheskas isra that we should argue an eid should not be neman, because if it's biyadi, therefore that softens the ischazik isura, and we're back to step one. But perhaps Rashi Shita is as follows, that the whole deal of ischazik isura and that which is biyado is not introducing a new concept of nemanos, but these are all details within the parsha, Erechad Neman, Bisurin. Biyado is simply to soften, to counter a claim that if something is Ischazek Yisura, how do you know that indeed an aid would be Neman? Whereas Tosu seems to assume that's not the case, that this cannot be a source at all for Erechad Neman Bisurin, because once something is Biyado, that is considered to be a new independent parsha of Neman. So the Beis Halevi just continues and says as follows, isn't it clear that what Tosu says is true? That biyado is not a detail within Erech HaNem B'Yisurin, and biyado is not just simply coming to counter Ischazek Yisura, but literally that biyado is considered to be a new parsha of Nemanos. And we saw that in earlier sugyas. We saw the Mishnah in Gemara and Kedushin Adav Samach Dalet that an Av is Neman to say Kidashti is Biti because it is Biyadav, Biyadav Lakansha. That's not an issue of Erech Hanam Bisurin. That's a Davar Shemerva to declare that this woman is an Eshashish. The Gemara tells us in Bavasra, Kuflam Adalet, a Baal is Neman to say Geirashti es Ishti. Why? Because it is Biyadav. The Yadol Lagarsha. We saw that very same Gemara, Kufla Medalit and Baba Basra, that says that a Baal would be Neman to say that my wife is exempt from Yibman Chalitza. Because the Yadol Lagarsha. If my interest was just simply to sever the Zika, I could easily go ahead and do so. So you see that the Yadol works when it comes to Gittin, when it comes to Kedushin, when it comes to Yibum. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed says the same thing as when it comes to Dina Mamanos. That's a very, very great Kiddush. A stranger comes forward and says the following, that, you know, Ani Ra'isi Avichem. You know, I saw your father, and he went ahead and he took a large sum of money, and he placed it in this area. But I want you to know, it's my Sushen. I want you to know that that Mamon is not yours. It's not his. It belongs to someone else. And lo and behold, the money is there. Do I have to argue that, you know what, well, if I'm relying on him that the money indeed is there, so therefore, how can I ignore his representation that this is my Sushani, or this is Shoploni? So the Gemara says something fantastic. No, it depends where the money is. If the money is in an area where the spokesman who says, your father did this, could access it, that's biyado litlon. And then you know what, it would be Neman. Then Dvarav Kayamim. And if it's not, then not. If he says, you know what, that this is located in a drawer in the house, he has no access to the drawer in the house. But if he is going to say, you know what, this is located in the park, and he could access it, wow, that's a concept of Yadav when it comes to the Mamanos as well. So the Beis Halevi writes, isn't it obvious then, that Yadav is not simply a detail within the parsha of Erech Hanam and Bisurin. This is something that is universal. It applies to Mammon, it applies to Davar Sheva Erva. So the answer seems to be very straightforward. Tosus already alludes to the following distinction, that Biyadav can have two different meanings. You know what? That Mishnah, and Daf Samach Dalet, a father is Neman to say Kidashti Yasishi because it is Biyadav Lakadsho. Biyadav Lakadsho, who, what, when? It has to be Biyadav Lakadsho now. It's only if Adayin Hiktana. Let's assume, for example, a father all of a sudden gets up and says that, you know what, his daughter, who's a gedola, is an eshes ish, because he married her off years ago, he's not Neman. What do you mean he's not Neman? Wasn't it biyado lakadsho? The answer is history. It was biyado lakadsho, but it is not is currently. It is not biyado lakadsho. So therefore, when we speak about that Nemanos of biyado, when it comes to cases of Gittin, Kedushin, that means biyado right here and now, but not biyado me'ikara, is biyado bahashta. If a person were to go ahead and say, I divorced my wife a year ago, guess what? He would not be Neman. You know, imagine a woman is accused of being an eshesish, and she is a cheskes eshesish, and the husband, attempting to exonerate his wife, says that I gave her a get last year. And therefore, at the time of the Maisa's Nus, she was not an Eishas Ish. He would not be Neman. He can be Neman now, the Hashta, but he's not going to be Neman Lamafreya. That's not going to get her off the hook, the accusation of Eishas Ish, just because the husband comes forward and says that Girashti es Ishti Lifnei Shana. That's not, in fact, going to work. The Chiddush, though, is as follows. What about when it comes to cases of Erech Neman Bisurin? You're right, sometimes it's currently the other, but it doesn't have to be currently the other. That's uniquely true when it comes to Mamon, when it comes to Davar Sheva Erva. So, you know what? When it comes, for example, to the case of Rosh Hashanah Anoisus, it could be that literally right now I could be Mafrish. But even if I can't be Mafrish right now, the Chiddush of Erech Neman Bisurin is I would be Neman because once upon a time, it was indeed biyadi. The animal now is dead. We're not talking about an animal that's alive and it's biyadi to do shita right here and now. I'm talking about the status of the meat of the animal that was already subject to shita. There, I am neman to say that indeed is good. That pashut pshat is the chiddush of Rashi. That the notion of biyado, which is me'ikara, that is uniquely true when it comes to isurim. Because you don't find that the Torah requires eidim in any of the cases, whether it's biyado now or whether it was biyado then. This is a chiddush that the Rush spells out here in Gittin, Perakei, Simin Yud Gimel. The Rush writes the following, that you know what? There are taros that are here. And all of a sudden I come forward and say that, you know what? These taros that I was involved with, you know, nitmu, they became tame. They became tame. That's part of Eidech HaNeman Bisuri. That I'm neman to say that these taros are tahor, or these taros are tame. So the Rush spells out clearly.